Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Mark Huttner. Mark has been innovating in the areas of design, test, DFT, and data analytics for more than 20 years. In June of 2023, he joined the Siemens EDA Tessent Group as the product director of Silicon Learning, enabling how silicon data is applied to yield improvement and silicon debug. Previously, he worked for Protean Tex as senior director of product marketing and Teradyne as a system silicon architect. Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Thank you, Daniel, and for having me today as well.
So the first question I'd like to ask is how you originally got started in semiconductors. I mean, do you have an interesting story you can share?
Sure. So I had a very young start where I used to play with a lot of things. And this really started for my grandfather, who used to build control systems. So he was able to solve problems that people brought to him, all sorts of random things. So I used to go over to his house. We were even like winding coils for crystal radios. So it was a lot of fun, and it gave me a love for electronics and just playing with ideas.
Good story. So let me ask you, let's get started. How has production test data changed how we improve yield?
The place to start is it's really been accelerating over the last decade, the volume of data that people have been collecting. And it has to do with the device complexity increasing. And it could be as simple as the number of transistors that are increasing in a single die due to process innovation. But now with multi-die, it's become even more important. And with advanced processes, there's a lot more fault models. So all of these things wrapped together are really driving more testing. Now, the thing is, with that, there's a lot of value in the data. So why bother collecting unless you actually do something with it? So it's all about how to improve yield and either get to a better screen or a better device through design changes.
Interesting. So is yield all about data mining, or is there more to it?
Yeah, that's actually a very interesting question. And I think you have to start with how can I be successful in yield learning? And context to the data is super important. So to get the real data value, it's all about generating the right models within the data and for the data. So with Tessent, I'm the product director for yield learning, which is really focused on areas like scan diagnosis, as well as silicon debug. And in that, we really drive value from the data because we understand the meaning of the data. So we can ensure that it has a good structure and then develop the models and the techniques to drive insights into it. And what the result is that we're able to isolate faults with better resolution, even down to a via in some cases on a die, thanks to volume diagnosis.
Are these just the high-end guys doing this, or is there more to it?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to drive value from the yield data. So you don't necessarily have to be the high-end guys to drive the benefits, but the obvious use case is you find a yield limiter and then adjust the design of the screen, and then you can get a few points of improvement in terms of that yield improvement, and that can translate into millions of dollars. But if you think about it a little bit more, you know, what is the value of quality for some other markets, say automotive? I think if you go to some top-level themes, you'll start to hear some other ways to think about it. It could be as simple as time to quality. How quickly can I get to entitled yield, which would then help with profitability? Or time to market, how quickly can I ramp? And then ultimately, it could be about design costs and getting to that learning and how to get to there as quick as possible in terms of your processes, either pre-silicon or post-silicon.
So how hard is it to get started using yield? Do you need a special skill set?
Yeah, it's interesting about what are the pieces that one really has to understand to get started, and how much of an expert in DFT versus data analytics. Now, we've worked very hard to standardize our workflows and make it easy from both a test generation as well as a diagnosis workflow. So you know, it really starts at the tester and in the production test side of it and collecting up information within an STDF. And we've tried to improve that and make that as easy as possible. And then driving that learning into actions. So we're really focused on the workflow side of it and make it as easy as possible from using our tools to collecting at the tester. We've done this within our tools in the diagnosis family. We've also extended our tools with other partnerships. Like on the ATE side, we work with Advantest and Teradyne. And with other data analytic partners, we've also worked with, say, PDF Solutions. So it's about the entire ecosystem, about how you're driving into the yield problems.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about AI. I mean, how is AI changing your business? You know, is this hype or is this real? Give me your views on AI.
Yeah, that's the big question that's really on everybody's minds. And it does feel like every week somebody's saying, hey, what about AI? How does this impact my business? And, you know, the question is, what are people really doing with it? So we believe that there's some real problems being addressed with AI. And the way that we're approaching it is we're really backing it up with actions and data. Now, to be successful in these areas and using these tools, you have to think about sort of how to go about it. And there's three themes that we like to think about within Siemens about how to address it. It's really about people, process, and technology. With people, we're really trying to maximize the use of their skills and help them grow their skills in these various areas like DFT or diagnosis or semiconductor process. And then with the process step, it's really about the workflows I mentioned earlier about how to get the most out of the information you have and then find what other information you can bring into the whole solving the problem. And lastly, it's about technology. And that's using tools like AI to structure the data, but it's also about using infrastructure like SSN with smarter engines to get the most out of the entire system. So it would be your device, your test equipment, as well as these analytics.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about this at your user group meeting. I attended it, I think it was 2 months ago. But yeah, that jives with what I heard and what I saw in the following demos. But can you sum it up for me? Can you just tell me how is Siemens shaping the future in this area?
So we have a number of areas that we've been focused on within Siemens EDA. It's easiest for me to talk about my area, which is all about yield learning and silicon debug. So within my group, we've been using ML for more than a decade for things like silicon diagnosis. And if we dive one level deeper, we can talk about our Yield Insight tool that's existed for about that time frame. We have a module called RCD that finds trends across devices, lots, and it's uncovering these issues of yield limiters. So it will find issues down to a via. And we have direct silicon data showing these kinds of yield improvements that can result in a couple percent of improvement for particular customers. And we're pushing these techniques even farther. We haven't been standing still for the past decade. We've been driving new kinds of algorithms and new techniques and seeing where we can take it. We're also not alone in Siemens doing this work. I'm sure you've also covered other areas like the user group you probably talked about, Solido and Caliber, just to name two examples. So it's really infusing across the platform.
You mentioned Solido. I actually worked for Solido. I spent 10 years there, and Solido started using machine learning from the very beginning. And in fact, you know, what I've noticed is some of what's called AI is actually machine learning, right?
Yes. And some of it is even expert systems.
Right. So final question, how does the experience Siemens has gained apply to other test tooling? I mean, it's a whole ecosystem you work in, right?
Yeah, exactly. So yield learning was really the early adopter. And, you know, it did start out as some data mining with some expert system and then migrated through ML about a decade ago about how to use the data. So we've been taking that learning within our test products and looking how to use it. So it could be in other areas of how to do testing in general. So we're exploring all those areas and taking how a model is generated and then how it applies to the other areas of test. So it's very easy to see that these experiences are starting to appear in other areas of the product. An example of that is our SSN infrastructure. if you look at that more closely, it partitions the test problem in an interesting way that could be influenced more about how to run it in new ways. So right now it's very modular and people are playing with different ways to run parallelism. And in the future, you could see it being applied to AI. And so with that example, you can kind of see we're trying to think about how to change the test problem and use these kinds of tools going forward. And then getting back to those themes I talked earlier about, it's really how to influence, you know, the people, the process, the technology to get the best result.
Right. Yeah. Great conversation, Mark. Thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure meeting you, and hopefully we can meet at one of the conferences coming up.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you as well, and I look forward to talking to you further about new products coming out soon.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.